Kai Lee, and you are listening to a new episode of the Truth Be Told podcast. On this episode, we are discussing execution over perfection. Ooh, this is gonna be good. Let's get into it. Happy Wednesday. I hope that you guys have had an amazing week thus far, that things have been working out for you. Listen, I wanted to pop on today and talk about execution over perfection. This is a perfect episode for me this time last year. Like, I cannot even begin to start telling you how many ideas and things that I have written down throughout the years and said, oh, this is something I want to do. I want to try this. I want to try that. And I can't tell you how many more times I've decided to, instead of doing it, overthink it until I just thought myself out of doing it. Does that sound familiar to anybody? So I decided to get on this podcast and talk about all the reasons why that's the wrong thing to do, okay? Ain't nobody got time for that, because while you're sitting around thinking about what could happen, all the, I don't know, limitless possibilities, you're not acting on anything. And because you're not taking action, you're not really able to see if that is even going to be a viable solution or option or otherwise. So it's so, you know, no-brainer to say, like, take action, but we have to hear that consistently because we literally don't take action. We think that sitting and thinking is taking action, but it's not. It's just sitting and thinking. So I wanted to say that execution means that you are putting a plan into place with the current information and knowledge that you have. This does not mean that you have all of the resources, the answers, the networks, the insight, nothing. It literally just means that you start where you are and you start to figure things out on your own. If you are willing to do that, if you are willing to take that chance and that risk on yourself and just going deeper into the possibility of whatever creative idea or venture and endeavor that you want to embark upon, then you will find yourself on the other end of that saying, wow, this turned out better than I expected, or this completely failed, but I learned so much in the process. And I think that we all need to develop that mindset when it comes to not only business, branding, or creative projects, but also when it comes to our relationships and our interpersonal relationships with other people. So many times we find ourselves in these relationships where they don't work out, and then you're like scarred for life and you're like, never again. I'm never gonna open up to anybody. You know, you built this wall around yourself and you make it impossible for anything good or bad to penetrate and get close to you anymore. And so that's not good either. What we should be willing to do is to say, you know what, look, this didn't work out. The shit hit the fan. This was a disaster, whatever it is, and say, but you know what? I'm still living, I'm still breathing, I still have life, and I still have so many things to be thankful for. That is why gratitude is a necessary daily practice to implement in your lifestyle when you're thinking about wellness and self-care long-term. And so when you're practicing this gratitude, it kind of immediately focuses you on the things that are going right, the wins that you do have that you can't account for, and it puts you in a better state of being able to attract whatever it is that you want to attract in your life. And so I just wanted to pop on and say that all of those things work together, right? It's like a big happy family. And so the more you're willing to take the steps to execute, i.e. to put action towards whatever it is that you want to do, the more the outcome is going to be in your favor, because you're learning at a faster pace because you are executing. So I know for me, I always talk about and joke about how I'm a Virgo, and like I will just, you know, sit and rehearse and review and perfect until I have nothing anymore, until there isn't even a product, until there isn't anything to put out, because I've broken apart to as many pieces as possible. And now I'm just in with nothing. So I don't want that to be the case for you. Learn from my mistakes, okay? If you have things that you wanna do, listen, it's August 1st tomorrow, right? It's the first day of August tomorrow. And so we're getting into that last stretch of the year. But 2019 isn't over, and you can honestly have a new year anytime. I know I personally have a new year coming up on my birthday, which is September 20th. And so I always kind of like put myself in a different mindset around my birthday time. Not like, oh my God, I'm getting older. Not freaking out like that, but just kind of like, all right, we made it. We made it to another trip around the sun. What are we going to do now? What are we going to accomplish? What are the things that we wanted to accomplish last year that we did execute? And, you know, I just look at it that way and give myself credit for those things and just keep going. So don't be hard on yourself. Don't be hard on yourself to the point where you're not doing and trying different things, because all of that goodness in your brain, all of the gifts and the talents and the creativity that you have, it's there for it to be exposed. It's there for it to come out and to be shared with others so that others can in turn be inspired, be motivated. And it's literally just a gift that keeps on giving, because we're all working together in this home that we live in together called Earth. So I just wanted to pop on and say that if you are contemplating doing something, if you've been on the fence about something, do it. This is your weekly reminder to get shit done, okay? Get shit done. Don't be afraid to step outside of your comfort zone. Don't be afraid to have conversations with people, to send emails, and to just see how things are going to work and turn out. If not only, just so that this isn't something that you're afraid of or something that you fear or something that you have anxiety around, because that was me as well. But once you get into execution mode, then you're understanding that you appreciate the process as opposed to what you may or may not receive in return. And then things can start lining up, coming together, and working in your favor. So if you haven't already, purchase my book. It's available on my website at www.brandykylie.com. The book is called Powerful Affirmations. It's literally a guide to teach you how to strategically use affirmations in your life to create the desired outcome, whether it's better relationships, whether it's new opportunities, or even just a healthier mindset and self-care regimen. This is all going to address those things. And it's on my website, like I said, www.brandykylie.com/book. It's only $19.99. And it's more like a workbook, so you'll have guided exercises and you'll have reflections that are in there as well. I share a bit of my story and I kind of walk you through the process of not the typical way you would think of affirmations, but literally how to implement them in your lifestyle and make it work for you in terms of wellness and self-care. So I want to wish you an amazing rest of the day, an amazing rest of the week, and go back to the drawing board. Go back to your vision boards. Go back to the things that you're working on, your notebooks, your journals, the conversations that you've had with people, and say, okay, what is something that I can execute this year in 2019? I don't care if it's today, tomorrow, but put a plan in place and start executing as opposed to perfecting. Put your shit out. Get it out. Get it out there. Try it. Sign up. Log in. Get the URL. Whatever it is that you're thinking about doing, I encourage you to set those plans in motion, to take action, and to execute. Have a great week, and I will talk to you on the next episode.